Hey nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor riff on how important endurance is in the nonprofit industry and how having discipline and motivation will help you reach and exceed your goals. It's hard because it's worth it. Let's get right into it.
Welcome to Hey Nonprofits, Raise More Money. Jason Ledlow, Trevor Nelson. We've got a great topic for you, but before we do that, please go and subscribe, give us a like, check us out on social media. We're on the gram, we're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn. Connect with us. We'd love to hear from you, love to connect with you and help you any way we can. Well, first of all, hey man, tell me about the weather. It's kind of cold in Oklahoma. What's going on in Cali?
It's going to be 90 degrees today, and I'm not exactly looking forward to the hottest ride of the year to date. But I will be on the bike this afternoon for 120 minutes in the 90 degree western heat. It does feel more like a desert here than I'm in far northern California. It's starting to feel more like Palm Springs all the time. Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be 90 today. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go out and have a nice meal with my wife tonight. And that's about it, man. So yeah, but it's windy and cool in OKC.
It is 56 degrees, 18 to 25 mile an hour gusts. And I've got about an hour to go put on the bike. So
you have an hour to find a thermal pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can find a really straight stretch of road, which in Oklahoma, it's not that hard.
Yep.
And I'm going to ride the entire time with my wind at my back. And then I'm going to call an Uber to come pick me up and take me home.
Oh, I like that. The wind never ceases here. And I'll tell you what, it's really fun when the wind's at your back and you have a nice open stretch of tarmac. That's for sure.
I know everybody's sitting there going, what in the world are they talking about bikes?
This has nothing to do with fundraising, but Jason and I.
It does.
Well, no, I'm sorry. You're right. But my point being is I was calling us out, but we're budding endurance athletes. We're endurance athletes in training. Yeah. And it's interesting how this weaves really nicely into fundraising. Obviously, we can draw a lot of symmetry between endurance events and arduous training and a lot of hours on your feet or on a bike or wherever it might be. And that weaves really nicely in today's topic. It's hard because it's worth it. And oh gosh, I mean, there's so many different things that come out of, you know, setting goals. And accomplishing those goals, even if they're incremental or daily or weekly or monthly, or you have a goal race or whatnot, or a goal fundraising event. But we were just talking, you know, off air, nothing ever worthwhile. I'm not the first person to ever say this, but nothing ever worthwhile ever came easy. It's hard because it's worth it. Jason came up with that title and it resonates really, really nicely, with what people are going through with their fundraising, what the fundraising world looks like now, a lot more live events, a lot more, more moving pieces, and the supporter landscape is changing. There's more folks that are wanting to give. So you have to appeal to them and entertain them and keep them engaged and whatnot. So.
Yeah. Well, I think too, it's just, you know, to your point, we are doing stuff that's live, and we went through this time. It was really, really hard. And so everybody gets back and they think it's really, really easy, and it's not. It's still hard.
Yeah.
But it's hard because it's worth it. It's worthwhile. And if you're sitting there to keep trying to take the easy track and the easy road, your results are going to suck.
True story.
I mean, that's just it. I'm training for a triathlon right now. And quite frankly, there's part of it that really sucks. It just does. I mean, I like to ride my bicycle no matter what. I don't enjoy running a whole lot. And I really do not enjoy swimming. In fact, I don't like it at all. But I got to do it because that's one of the tries in triathlon. And so it is hard. But if I just skipped the swim and I just did the stuff that I liked and I just, well, you know, I really like riding a bike and I just did that and went out to do a triathlon, my result is going to really suck.
Yeah.
And when I say this, I'm not some superstar athlete by any means, but it's just something I want to do. And I think that happens in the fundraising world where, you know, people start focusing on what they like and enjoy. And sometimes that's not where they need to spend their time. They need to spend the time on the stuff that's hard. And the stuff that's hard is, you know, getting sponsors, getting underwriters, getting those auction items put together, getting committee members, supporting committee members. Mm-hmm. I see this all the time with professionals in the nonprofit world. They go get a committee member. And if they don't, if people in the committee or the committee chair, pretty much it's like, they set it and forget it. Like it's Ron, you know, the old Ronco commercial. Remember the thing, you know, set it and forget it. And it just doesn't work that way. It's like, if Trevor, you know, said, hey, I think I'm going to go learn how to crochet. And I want to do that. And I say, okay, well, here you go. See you later. Good luck on that.
I think it's something that's been pinballing in my mind recently, which is very, very interesting to me is the difference between motivation and discipline.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know what I mean? I don't know why, man. I know I've mentioned this to you probably a few times, or I don't know. Like I said, this is very front of mind to me lately. I think the motivation people are pretty motivated by nature to accomplish something if they're at their job or let's talk about the fundraising event or what. I mean, the motivation's there because of the mission. The motivation I don't think people really need to dig too deep for motivation, if that makes sense.
They can have a motivation because they were told to, okay? Well, hey, I really like this cause. I really think this is good. Yeah, I'm really motivated. Well,
that's motivation
you
enough.
Can get really, really motivated. I mean, you can go listen to some, you know, motivational speaker and get motivated. And the next day, you know, you're motivated about losing weight and 11 o'clock comes along and you're going, wow, I think I'm going to have some more chocolate cake, a little ice cream, chocolate syrup on it. So your discipline sucks.
Yep.
And so no matter how much motivation you have, if you don't have some discipline, you're not going to get it done.
And, you know, you're talking about your triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready for a bike race. I'm actually not naturally a cyclist. That's not my background. My background dictates, however, though, that I know how to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you are
prepared. For those of you who don't know, that they're just, you know, Trevor is a retired professional endurance athlete. So people paid him to go run long, long distances. So just saying.
But what's funny is I'm totally a fish out of water with this cycling thing, and it's really fun to me for me. And it makes a lot of sense to do it. And I live in an area where it really, really resonates. But the one thing I know is that if I go to this next event, I'll know if I'm underprepared. I'll know if I'm undercooked. You know what I mean? And that has nothing to do with motivation. I'm motivated every day, but it's ticking the boxes of like, okay, today's supposed to be the 2-hour day, you know, tomorrow's supposed to be the 5-hour day. If I don't hit those 5-hour marks, and okay, let's get off the endurance athletics, but if you don't hit the checklist, we had a really cool discussion this week about being detail oriented and being prepared and having every detail covered will lead to success. And that's hard to do, especially if you're understaffed, under-volunteered, under-committed, and you're chasing your tail, so to speak, getting one of these events up and running. However, you know that if you stay disciplined, you know that if you put the heavy lifting in, the light lifting in, that the outcome is going to be phenomenal. And that's why it's worth it.
You know, it's like, and the reason that we're bringing all this stuff up, so like, I've got a plan. I'm following a plan. It's 20 weeks. A 20-week plan. Now I'm actually doing something in 8 weeks or 7 weeks now because I'm in week 2, but the plan goes for 20 weeks. At the end of 20 weeks, I'm going to go run a triathlon. And the point of that is if I follow the plan, the detail of the plan, and I have the discipline to execute the plan, I'm going to get somewhat of a known outcome. Mm. That means the plan is I'm going to be able to set a new personal record. That's really good. That's something I want to do. I want to set a new personal record. The same thing works in fundraising. If you have a plan and you have the discipline to follow the plan and to stick with it, you're going to get there and you're going to set a new record in fundraising. And we see this all the time where people have these great plans, these great ideas, this great motivation, and then their discipline to sticking with the plan sucks. And they get tired, they get lazy, they say, well, it's just too hard. And you just have to be dedicated. It's discipline. That's it just really is discipline. And the other thing is stop making excuses. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't make an excuse about why you can't do it. Just like I don't make an excuse why I can't go ride my bike. Well, it's windy. Well, if I want what's at the end, if I want, you know, if my motivation means anything, I'm going to go ride. Just like Trevor said, he's going to go ride for 2 hours. It's windy and hot and, you know, well, it's too hot. It's too cold. It's never a perfect day because there's never a perfect day. And you guys in the fundraising world, nonprofit leaders, if you're an executive director, a director of development, you know, you're working somewhere in there, you got one shot. Mm. It's not like for me, when I do a triathlon and I suck at it, I just quit halfway through and go, eh, you know what? I sucked at it. I'm just going to finish. I'm going to go do it another day.
Yeah.
That's not how this works. You've got your one shot. You've got, you know, 350 people who showed up.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't just throw your hands up and go, I'm out of here.
I was going to say another real fun difference, of course, is we're talking about where we're interweaving individual endeavors and goals and stuff like that. When you nail your event and when you nail the process and stay disciplined, you're changing the lives of people in your community, your region, the country, the world. And that's got to be pretty darn worthwhile. That's got to feel pretty darn good. You know what I mean?
And everybody knows it. I'm telling you, whenever you have a big event and you knock it out of the park, everybody knows.
Palpable.
Been doing this for so long. And the events that sucked, when something happened and it went sideways and it sucked, everybody remembers that too. But what they really remember more than that is when they knock it out of the park. Everybody's talking about it. Oh my gosh, can you believe they raised $1 million? Wow, that was incredible. They did such a good job. Oh my gosh, so-and-so, you do such a great job. They're so wonderful. That's what happens, because I hear people singing their, you know, the executive director and the director of development and the people that the organization put it on, they'll say, wow, they had a great event. And it comes down to that discipline that they planned, you know?
Yeah. I love it. We uncovered a really cool thing. Like I said, it wasn't original to me. I think I was like listening to a Mike Tyson interview or something along those lines about discipline, about, you know, discipline is taking something that you hate and turn it into something that you love because you have to, you know what I mean? There's no other option. I think it's really lovely.
Yeah. So just, you know, we're going to wrap this up. We wanted to pop on and just say some stuff because, you know, this is Jason and Trevor Riff. And that's what we're doing. Yep. We're riffing, trying to bring you some stuff. Again, if you got anything good out of this, give us a follow. Make sure you subscribe. Click the subscribe button down there. Follow us and reach out to us on LinkedIn. We'd love to connect with you, and we'll see you back here next time. And hey, nonprofits, raise more money.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Group LLC. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.